4HKX Mobile.
K4ROW.
Good morning, K4ROW, I believe it was.
Here's Richard. I was just fixing to cut her off and go crawl up between the covers and heard you call.
Patrick on this end. Good to talk to you this morning. Just heading out to go to work now.
Have mercy. I remember when I used to be doing the same thing this time of morning.
It's not this early every morning. This is my one early day a week.
Well, that is a good thing. I didn't used to... a lot of times I used to be getting off this time of morning. And if I was going to work... I was going to work about 6 o'clock in the morning, but those days are behind me now. I guess paid my dues.
Well, I still got quite a few years to go, but hopefully we'll make it and won't have to get up this early every day.
And Patrick.
On a tool franchise, a mobile tool truck, and so that's what I do.
Yeah, I got you. I've got a buddy that used to have same kind of business. I can't remember the company, but it was $5 stuff. But he's been out of it for a while.
Been out of it for a while. It was probably Snap-on, Matco, or Mac. That's the three big ones. And Cornwell is the fourth one, the biggest one.
You hit it right on the head. It was Snap-on. And he went from selling cars. And believe it or not, it was kind of funny. He was selling cars, Toyotas, in Anderson, which was the first Toyota dealership in the state, I think, Ralph Hayes. He got out of that and was doing Snap-on, got him a Snap-on franchise, and got out of that, and I'm not exactly... Where he went from there, I was still doing the same old thing.
Helen. Well, that's pretty cool. He's working for the first Toyota dealer in the state. That's pretty cool. And that's what, the early 70s?
The guy that had the Toyota dealership, his dad had Lincoln Mercury dealership downtown Anderson. And then I don't know how they got into the Toyota stuff, but they were just kind of one of the first guys to do it. I worked for Southern Railway they turned into Norfolk Southern. I did that for 40 years. And got out before I went crazy.
That must have been pretty cool working for the railroads back then when they were still pretty much in their heyday. That would have been pretty cool.
It was okay. It was one of those things that, I don't know exactly how to put it. I was looking for a job. I got out of school looking for a job, and I had a couple of buddies that worked for the Seaboard Coastline. And at that time, division headquarters for this area for Seaboard was in Florence. And I was going to go to Florence and see if I could fly and get on. And my dad brought me a copy of Greenville News. And so the railway had an ad in there where they were hiring. And so I said, well, you know, I can drive up there anytime. I'll see what happens up here. I got in the car. And I was living in Anderson at the time. And drove to Greenville and got up there at 8 o'clock in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon. I'd left the depot, been fingerprinted, and had a job provided I could pass the physical and the background thing. And the only thing I was worried about was the physical, and I couldn't figure out what that would be if it didn't. But I did. And went to work for him and worked about a year and a half and was going to quit. And came out there and offered me a job running the engine one day. And I told them they might be worth wasting their time and money training me because I was going to be the judge of that. Think about it.
I guess you went ahead and run the engine if you stayed that long. So that must have been pretty neat, running one of those big engines.
I didn't think I had anything to lose by, you know, training, trying it out. See if I liked it. And I did. And I talked to some of the old guys, you know. You can't beat experience, you know, wisdom in some of the older guys. And some of the things I was told after I went home and thought about it made perfectly good sense, and I tried it. And one thing led to another, and I had that conversation with my boss, and, June, July of 1972, and I got my engineer seniority on Thanksgiving Day, November the 23rd, 72, and the rest of it was history.
Pretty cool, Richard. I know as little boys, trains were always fascinating to you, and how they could move that much. At one time, that was always pretty neat, and just the interesting capabilities of it and all that. So, yeah, that must have been pretty neat to be able to run one of those.
You know, you still can't move that much tonnage any other way, really, on land. I mean, I guess you can do it on ocean or rivers, water, but it worked out, and I thank the good Lord for it. It was a blessing to me, and I just hope all the guys coming behind me can keep on doing it and get into the railroad retirement fund.
After that, and like I said, that must have been pretty neat. I was a mechanic for Ford and GM, a diesel mechanic, for 20 years before I started turning wrenches, stopped turning wrenches and started selling them. And I've been doing this about almost 8 years now. In January it'll be 8 years. So, I enjoy it. Meet a lot of new people, making some new friends, and still keep my feet and hands in the turning wrenches and keeping up with the technology, and so I enjoy it. Back didn't like doing the turning of wrenches anymore. Got to hurt too bad. Had to find something else.
If you look around, and there's always something you do, I guess, if you just open your eyes and ears and pay attention. And I would have never thought I would have done something like that for a living. So I'd been to school to do entirely different things, like marketing and selling. But couldn't find a good job doing that at the time, and knew these other guys who were doing okay for what they were doing at the time. So I said, well, you know, I'll try that. Something comes up. And they came up, and I was just blessed by the good Lord to have that for my lifetime. I really was.
It's amazing the blessings we miss because we don't look around and don't pay attention to how good we really have it because we're too focused on what everybody else has got. And it's just sad to think that all you ever want to do is have what somebody else has got and you can't be happy with what we have.
Yeah, that's right, but you know, everybody else don't know what's best for us. The good Lord does, but you just gotta kind of open your eyes and see if this was what is He's sending to you this time. But I was going to quit, actually. And when I was offered the job running the engine, I told my boss, I said, well, I think you might be wasting your time and money training me because I'm not planning on staying too much longer because I'd gotten tired of hanging on box cars in the rain in the winter all night long and, you know, that didn't seem like the thing I wanted to do all my life. But then he offered me the job and he told me, you don't have to tell me right now, think about it. And so I talked to some of the older heads about it. And I always had respect for the older heads because they had made more mistakes than I had in my lifetime because they were older. So that's kind of how it came out.
That can't beat life experience. I don't care how hard you try. But, Richard, I am coming up into a dead spot up here, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. It's really good to talk to you this morning, and I hope you come back again. Me and another group of guys are on here most mornings around 5:30. Love to see you again. So you have a good day, and maybe I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 7-3.
HKX, you say your name is Shane? K4ROW, Richard, 7-3.
Richard, KO4HKX.